iwradio.co.uk. Isle of Wight Radio.
It's Isle of Wight Radio. We've been waiting for this moment for a long, long time, and it is here. And he is here, the man behind Bestival 2014. Please welcome to the show, Rob DeBank. Morning, Rob.
Hey. Oh. You know how to build it up, don't you?
Well, it's a big thing for the Isle of Wight, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is. I mean, you know, I've only been on the Isle of Wight a year and a half permanently, so I sort of always think of it in a sort of national or global sense, Paul. But yes, it is important for the Isle of Wight too. You know, I know, a lot of people stop me in the street and say, "What have you got this year? You know, who's coming?" Blah blah. Blah. So I know it is, and I know us and the Isle of Wight Festival, you know, it's both bring a lot of good acts to the island. So yeah, it's exciting.
Well, let's cut to the chase, shall we? Announce your acts for Bestival 2014.
Okay, yeah, well, last week we were mega chuffed to announce Outkast as our Friday headliner. Today we're announcing Foals as our Saturday headliner, one of the, my strongest sort of indie band of last year. So, really chuffed to have Foals coming. Tried to get them really hard last year and failed. So, I think that's going to be a good Saturday night jump-up party. And Beck is also coming to the Isle of Wight, which I've been working on for about 5 years. So Beck's going to headline the Big Top on the Thursday. Really chuffed with that. And then, loads of new sort of cutting-edge bands and DJs coming too.
Yeah, a really, really strong lineup. It's being described as a festival for real music lovers. Would you say that's right?
That's what we try and do. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always a mixture of some heritage acts, some vintage acts. Obviously, Outkast is big news for us. Reformed after a few years off, and you know they're playing. They reformed to headline Coachella in the States. That's always a good sign of, you know, it's big news. And then having people like Beck is brilliant. But it's all about, you know, we've got Disclosure, we've got Major Lazer, we've got London Grammar, we've got this week's official number one again, Clean Bandit, Wild Beast, Sam Smith, the BBC Sound of 2014. And then, you know, some acts that maybe some people won't know, like Caribou, Churches. But these are, you know, really cutting-edge, left-field, music lovers acts. And it has always been about that. There's always going to be some pop music. There's going to be a lot of stuff that people know. But really, the heart of Bestival is discovering new music and pushing new music. So, I'm really pleased with how it's all coming together. I've just confirmed another act this morning, but I've been told not to tell you about it. I've just confirmed the second headliner on the Saturday, which is going to be a really good, I'm not even going to give anything away, but but hopefully more news later this week on those acts, and then a big Sunday night closer coming as well, which will fit nicely with the theme.
Fantastic. I tell you what, let's get some London Grammar on so we can all imagine that we're there at Robin Hill this September.
iwradio.co.uk. Isle of Wight Radio.
Rob DeBank is on the show, and there you go, London Grammar on Isle of Wight Radio. Now, you've got an amazing theme. I mean, Bestival, to be honest, for a lot of people that I speak to say, yeah, the music's great, love the music, love the comedy, love all of that, but it's the atmosphere that people go for. You seem to have really managed to tap in to a kind of party atmosphere where everything kind of comes together for an experience rather than just going to see this band or that band or the other band. How do you do it?
Yeah, well, I suppose that was one of the first things that we did when we started Bestival, was started this fancy dress kind of idea, and that's really snowballed, and, you know, lots of other festivals do it as well now, and that's fantastic. People love getting dressed up. They love letting their hair down. I think the last couple of years, you know, last year we did HMS Bestival, and that kind of turned another corner into a whole world of sort of fantasy and, you know, people making up their own sort of trips. And I think, Desert Island Disco follows along from that. It's like HMS Bestival is docked on a desert island. You're sort of going through the undergrowth, you know, you've got your grass skirt on, you've got your, you know, and then you come to this clearing and there's a disco going on, there's mirror balls hanging from the palm trees, and we're trying to create this whole sort of other world, which I think is what Bestival is. So Sounds a bit fantastical on a Monday morning on the grey Isle of Wight, but use your imagination.
And every year it seems to just slowly get bigger and bigger because, you know, contrary to popular belief, Bestival is certainly for the last couple of years the biggest festival on the Isle of Wight, isn't it?
Yeah, by quite a long shot, yeah. I mean, we've been at 55,000 for 3 or 4 years now, and, yeah, I mean, we're one of the biggest sort of festivals in the UK, and I think apart from Glastonbury, we're the biggest independent festival. We're not owned by some mega corporation. We do it all ourselves. So, yeah, I mean, each year we just sort of take it as it comes. And it's not about size for us, but, you know, I think it's good that we are at that size because we can afford big acts and a big lineup. So, yeah, it's all good.
Rob, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for your support, as ever.
Oh, well, it's always a pleasure. Next time you pass in, drop in. I'll even make you a cup of tea.
I'll take you up on that.
And we can expect more announcements in the next week or so?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to come sort of thick and fast now, I think, because everyone has come back from their winter breaks and the agents are finally starting to return calls. So, yeah, hopefully we'll get some more acts confirmed and get them out to the people of the Isle of Wight.
OK, well, let's finish with one of the other acts that are going to be at Bestival. This is Laura. Now, let me get this pronunciation right. Is it Mvula?
Well, it's Mvula, so Mvula.
There we go. How would you describe this act?
She is like the new goddess of sort of soul. I mean, just absolutely stunning voice. And, it's difficult to describe, but, yeah, real sort of late night songstress, just absolutely wonderful voice and very good live.
I'll tell you what, the way you describe that, you should be on the radio, Rob. lovely to talk to you. You have yourself a great day. I know you're incredibly busy. Thanks for taking the time and we'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, Paul.
Drop the bank, everybody!
Take me outside, sit in the green garden, nobody out there.